Break it fast, fix it fast. Break it fast, maybe fix it faster. If you look at High Level, they're not just like innovators, but it was the willingness to deploy imperfectly. And that kind of agile growth is hard to compete with. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Cicino. And if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show. We are in a really unique time and ecosystem, and I don't know if people are fully paying attention. So I want to highlight something that we've personally learned a lot from, and I think people should continue to be encouraged by. And the question is, what made High Level work? What made High Level work? Clearly a huge market disruptor and gaining traction and getting incredible valuations, tons of money, like all the interest of big private equity and big VC. And so it's a question of like, what made High Level work? And here's the phrase, it's break it fast, fix it fast. Break it fast, maybe fix it faster. If you look at High Level, they're not just like innovators, but it was the willingness to deploy imperfectly. And that kind of agile growth is hard to compete with. Because while other folks are sitting there iterating internally for 3 months, High Level's already had 25 versions. They've already gotten out there. They've gotten feedback on that version. They've already fixed it. They've already improved it. And they've also inspired the trust and the feedback of the customer. Because a lot of folks are like, man, of course, if you've got customer-led product development, that's incredible. When your customers are telling you exactly what they want. Like, why doesn't everybody have that? Because it's built on trust. Someone will give feedback once, sometimes. But if it goes nowhere, if it turns into nothing, or it takes a year to actually get implemented, you're not getting feedback again. And so because they were willing to build it fast, break it fast, fix it fast, really, break it fast, fix it fast, we trust them. We continuously give them feedback. So if you're looking at your business, and you're wondering, how can I model the same thing? I would encourage you to break it fast, fix it fast. And I know that seems chaotic. And I know that seems like I'm delivering sub of what I believe my customers deserve. But look at us living inside of High Level. Every single day, every single day, they ship something and there's a bug. Literally every single day. But because they innovate, they build it fast, they break it fast, they fix it fast, none of us are that frustrated. And so it's like, there's a bug. And then the next day, there's not a bug, but there's a new bug that was created. You might think, I've seen people, they're like fundamentally disturbed by this. I think they're a little bit offended by this idea. And so because they're offended by this idea, they could never imagine doing it themselves. And I'm just going to speak some hard truth. You are not made for entrepreneurship. If that is you, like that is a shifted belief that needs to happen. For some reason, we feel like what creates success in every other area of life shouldn't be applied to the business. I don't know why. I think this is probably that disconnect where we try to be like businesses that are different from people. Like instead of just being people with businesses, we're just like, I'm a business. But it's this fundamental thing. Cause I pick any skill, any achievements, every person who ever did it, they were bad initially. And it was the people that were remarkable now, they were just bad fast. They just put in so many bad reps that in hindsight, they're like, wow, that's phenomenal. It's like you come in a High Level today, like, wow, it's phenomenal all that you've done. But I'm telling you, the process to get there was break it fast, fix it fast. And that's, you know, that is like the athlete who shows up early every single morning and puts in the reps and they're okay taking shots they don't make because they understand the more times I take the shot that I don't make, eventually I'll start making it. And then eventually I'll rarely miss it. But if you're unwilling to miss a shot, you will never put in enough reps to actually be great. And that's really what it is. This is what has made High Level successful. I've seen other folks emulate the same behavior. I understand it's uncomfortable. It's not out of a disingenuousness to like create value. I think you can price appropriately. Look at High Level. You can start off in High Level for $97 a month. And I've challenged them on this, but I actually think this is part of their integrity. They're like, you know what? Because we're going to break it fast, fix it fast, we're going to be undeniably the most high value option out there. They're not priced like a HubSpot. They're not priced like a Salesforce. And so what are we expecting? I mean, some people still get disturbed by it and offended by it, but they are for sure the highest value solution in their category, price to product. And so I think you can do the same thing. Price your product effectively and appropriately. Maybe that means you have to go a little bit lower because you're going to be a break it fast, fix it fast kind of person, but it is the brands and businesses and people that live in this way that accomplish remarkable things because they're focus on growth, and growth is uncomfortable. These are the uncomfortable truths that push you to grow. And so if you want to kind of be in that remarkable category like High Level is, I think this is a fundamental concept that we got to move into. And then also, if you're disturbed by other people in the ecosystem like us, and you're like, Matt, why do you break it fast, fix it fast? I'm just going to encourage you. I take High Level's lead. And so I fundamentally believe if you're okay with High Level and you're disturbed by this concept, you're going to be uncomfortable in the space in general. And honestly, the sacrifices, you'll have less innovation if you really want to insulate from this. But I think it's just a perspective shift. Give the business the grace that you would give people who are learning, who are growing, who are getting better. And let's all cheer each other along, because that's what it takes. You know, there's too much tearing each other down. A rant for a different day. Hopefully this encourages you and gives you some insight into what makes High Level successful.